Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Wednesday with Victor Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Malware attacks against businesses and critical infrastructure have risen 200% in the last 6 months, according to a report from IBM's X-Force Incident Response and Intelligence Services Unit. 50% of the cyberattacks were against education, manufacturing, and oil and gas sectors. On average, multinational organizations lost 12,000 devices to such attacks. HTC suspends UK sales for its Desire 12 smartphone following a patent dispute. IP licensing firm IPCOM claims HTC is in violation of a 2012 court ruling relating to a patent for prioritizing emergency calls. HTC had been using a workaround for its devices, but IPCOM says it's not implemented with the Desire 12. This comes as IPCOM files a complaint against Xiaomi over the same patent. Japanese electronics manufacturer NEC Corporation unveiled the prototype flying car that stayed in the air for almost a minute during a test in Japan this week. About the size of an auto rickshaw and equipped with 4 horizontal propellers, the drone-like prototype reached a height of 3 meters during a test in Chiba, east of Tokyo on Monday. The flying car is designed to make deliveries on unmanned flights. The Japanese government aims to start commercializing flying vehicles from around 2023. Beginning with the transport of goods and expanding to moving people closer to 2030. Apple has started rolling out its new payment card to a small set of users. The card is a virtual payment system which sits in the iPhone and allows people to pay with their device. It is issued by Goldman Sachs but branded by Apple and includes a range of tech features. Despite living primarily in the phone, users can also request a shiny titanium card for payments, which is rolling out now too. Apple announced the card in March, aiming to draw in iPhone users by offering a card with 2% cashback on purchases with the Apple Pay service, no fees, and an app to manage related finances, with a focus on data privacy. Dozens of Facebook groups have been promoting face Amazon reviews despite a regulator warning the social media company about the practice. The consumer group Which has said, the Competition and Markets Authority chastised Facebook in June for the troubling evidence it had seen of a marketplace for people seeking fake reviews on eBay and Amazon. At the time, Facebook said it agreed with the assessment, which did not claim that the company was encouraging the reviews, and said it would cooperate by developing measures to tackle this content. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.